single Wednesday at this time. We live rent-free. That means you, the P1s, email us at rentfree1310@gmail.com, and you share with us whatever's been running around your noggin for many days, weeks, months, or even years. And we start out with P1 Corey. He didn't really write anything in the email. He just sent a photo.
Blank.
It's a box of chicken with a biscuit and a soda from KFC, and it has one dessert item that we all are very familiar with because of the ticket drop, and that would be the $5 Phillips KFC commercial from what feels like 15, 20 years ago.
Free chicken tenders, taters, and gravy. I threw in a biscuit and a big old cookie. Free chicken tenders, taters, and gravy. I threw in a biscuit and a big old cookie.
Yeah, that would have been about 10 years ago-ish. And they went through a phase where they had different actors playing the Colonel and singing.
Was that Daryl Hammond?
Daryl Hammond, I think, was... He was one of them. I don't remember if he was the one in that one.
Okay.
But yeah, that one was... I played the crap out of that drop.
And a big old cookie.
Well, and honestly, I think because you and other board ops have played that so much that now when my kids are baking at home and there happens to be one cookie bigger than the others, I always call...
And a big old cookie.
Okay, so we had Daryl Hammond. We had Norm MacDonald do this.
I forgot about that.
Jim Gaffigan.
I remember Gaffigan.
George Hamilton.
The very tan girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was a weird one.
Rob Riggle did it for a little bit.
Huh.
I don't remember him, but yeah, those were the big ones. So I think that was Daryl Hammond singing.
Didn't Jackie Chan have a turn?
Hey, Asian.
Oh, there he is.
It's me greeting Jackie Chan.
Asian KFC.
I mean,
be down for that. Be fire.
Some Korean
chicken.
Not bad.
And a big old cookie.
All right, that's from P1 Corey. Let's go to P1 Danny from Houston, who says, "Hey, Sweet Spot, I watch a lot of golf, and we've had a lot of golf on here the past month. Whenever I see Ricky Fowler on the leaderboard, the voice in my head is Fake Grego saying, 'Hey, Ricky, do you need to take a, you know what?'"
Mm-hmm.
That will continue to live rent-free in my head. Danny from Houston. And
we are the same person.
Yeah.
Because I do the same.
Because anytime Ricky's brought up, we all think of the classic 840 from many years ago where the Fake Grego was talking to Corby about doing some over-cussing.
You're working on what?
I'm working on the over.
Let me do some over-cussing, brother. I'll do some over-cussing.
You know, that's actually a good idea.
All right, then.
The locker room,
all right, let's do an over-cusser right now. 3, 2, 1.
Wait,
we
don't have to do that, actually. You got to go into a locker room.
How am I supposed to get an athlete? That's not my job.
Just go into a locker room.
All right, we'll practice one.
Okay, we'll practice one. I'll tell you what. I'll just be some spare to fair. Just pretend like I'm Ricky Henderson, okay?
All right.
And you can overcuss Ricky Henderson.
All right. Here it goes. I'm going to take a more active role in this show. Okay. Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
You.
No, hang on. That's not what you need to
What's
do.
What's wrong? Wait, that wasn't good?
No, you need to ask a question.
Oh, okay. Ask a question. Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
Greg Williams with a ticket.
Right.
Ricky, do you need to take a Do you take a
Well, Grego,
you got in your ass.
Oh man,
that's a question. Yes, but you might want to use a sports angle. That normally works. You want to make
it a normal
question and just pepper it with curse words.
All right, like what?
A good example would be Ricky Henderson. He's the all-time stolen base leader. So just. Ask him somehow a question about stolen bases and just throw a couple of F-bombs and S-bombs in there. It's really easy.
Okay. Hey, Ricky. Greg Hammer, AM13.
Hey, it's good to meet you.
Yeah, you're like the all-time base stealer.
Right.
Does that make you want to f*** me?
Why?
I got an ass.
That's actually a cool idea. I don't like
how about that one?
No,
you
that's
like
not
that
very
one?
Good.
How about that one?
No, matter of fact...
Ricky, how dirty is your ass?
Oh, man.
Ricky, has a monkey ever...
I want to get the Fake Grego to do the overcusser to Ricky Fowler and ask the same exact questions and see how long he'll stick around for. I think he'd be a good sport about it.
I don't know
Ricky.
About that, but wow. It's like you forget how explosive
especially
that was.
That last question.
Yeah. really was. Okay, I'm going to call my own foul here because Marcus, good P1.
Classic Sean.
He says, ever since I heard the May 27th mix between the Sweet Spot and the Invasion, y'all talked about Arsenio Hall. I can't get the way Sean says Arsenio out of my head. Instead of saying Arsenio, he says Arsenio. And I feel like I say it both ways, but there is a very good chance that the mesquite came pouring out of me as I said Arsenio. And this is a little clip from May 27th talking to Donovan about the former late night talk giant.
So if I can't find any other book that interests me, it may go the Arsenio Hall route. I don't know.
I don't think there's people of a certain age that don't quite understand the hold that Arsenio Hall had over the late night scene for about 3 to 4 years.
Oh my gosh, man!
Late '80s, early '90s.
I'm in college, so every night, we are in front of the television. Even before going to party, we would watch Arsenio Hall and then go kick it.
And locally, it was on Channel 21.
That feels right.
UPN or something like that.
That feels right, yeah.
Because you had, like, Leno and you had Carson and Letterman. Like, that's, like, traditional, but Arsenio was something different.
Yeah, it didn't jump out that much to me.
And I think it's because...
Arsenio, and you kind of go through it
my
quick.
Grandparents, they probably said Arsenio.
Okay.
So that's probably where that stuck in my brain, and I think I say it both ways.
Or was there a baseball player at some point named Arsenio?
I don't think there's
Suarez.
An Arsenio, no. I mean, maybe there was.
Arsenio. Yeah, it's not like Lando's Eovaldi.
No.
It doesn't hit you like that.
But I'm glad that
Arsenio.
Marcus is paying attention.
There you go.
And I will try to mend my ways moving forward.
So every time we talk about Arsenio Hall from now on, you'll get it right.
That's right. All right, let's go to
black.
Let's go to Charles.
Yes, Mino.
Charles says, "Hey boys, you asked if there's a funny female version to Tallywhacker because somehow my wife, we talked about this I think last week, how she had never heard the term tallywhacker, was asking me about it. She says, well, my wife from Burke Burnett, Texas, taught our daughter the term ho-ha. Look it up, it still gives me a giggle. And I've actually heard
females
call it a hoo-ha. Not sure about a ho-ha.
How do you spell ho-ha?
He just wrote H-O-ha, which, again, there's a ton of cutesy names for both reproductive organs for both male and female.
Yeah, I guess that one's somewhat funny. Just overall, I think the male terms for their anatomy are more funny
sometimes
than the women's. Because there's
the women's are usually more cutesy, just to dress it up a little bit. Like, I had an ex in high school that would call it a tukey.
A tukey?
Yeah.
I've heard cookie before.
I've heard that as well.
And a big old cookie.
Big old cookie.
Some Garland might have been.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, let's... this is from the ticket's own Dylan Reed. Dylan Reed says...
Can't wait.
Hey, boys. Dylan checking in. Which I probably would have got that from his email address. He goes, so, legit, for all of 2026, I hear killer how you boys do and drop every single time I enter a room of more than one person. I honestly have to fight saying it out loud on the daily, Dylan. And he sent the drop, which I think I've heard before. Can you go and play the drop real quick there, Ham? I know that this happened, I'm sure, many years ago.
How are you boys doing?
I think, if my mind serves me correct, I believe that was during COVID when the Musers were doing the...
The bunker?
Yeah. And what was the bit? They were the musical, like, your favorite band, least favorite band.
Bands of Your Life.
Bands of Your Life. And yeah, I believe Killer was on for that one from Parts Unknown.
We have context, Ham?
Okay, let's see if I'm right.
A jack of all trades and certainly a master of none.
Stop it. Come
Ladies
on.
And gentlemen, Jason Killer Kellison.
Good morning,
Let
gentlemen.
Go, Killer. How are you boys doing?
What?
What?
I can't hear myself in my own headphones.
What did he just say?
How are you guys doing?
How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Friday.
Wow.
How about the bassoin?
Did you say how about a bassoin?
I couldn't hear myself in my own headphones, so it's really throwing me off. And I don't need more roadblocks in my way. I'm going to screw up on my own. You know?
Are you nervous at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Like that, if Killer can't hear himself, he just doesn't know how to speak. I have my guy.
That's like a weird glottal thing he has with his tongue and his throat. Like,
how are you boys doing?
How are you boys doing?
Like right out of the gate, too. The first thing he said.
How are you boys doing?
What?
I can't hear myself in my own headphones.
What did he just say?
I don't know.
And he was fine after that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was for the most part.
Oh, man.
How am I doing?
How are you boys doing?
Greatness.
Funny. All right.
There you go, Dylan.
That's another edition of Rent Free on the Sweet Spot. We do it every Wednesday. And P1s, you make it as good as you can by emailing us rentfree1310@gmail.com.